The walk to Paradise Lodge was fascinating. Miranda opened up to me about her reason for needing the job, and it was so compelling and romantic, and unlike the Miranda of old, I changed my mind about her. I still didn't like her as such, but she seemed interesting, which was more than could be said for most people. Miranda and her mother were at loggerheads regarding her boyfriend, Mike Yu. Miranda had gone on the pill to be poised to have intercourse with him when the time came, and Mrs. Longlady had tweaked it because of Miranda suddenly going up 2 bra sizes in spite of a recent switch from real bread to low-calorie Slimsia. Mrs. Longlady had stopped Miranda's pocket money and was now refusing to give her a penny until she stopped seeing Mike Yu. The real problem was that Mrs. Longlady preferred Miranda's ex, a boy from Market Harborough called Big Smig, who was posh but tried to play it down by swearing and whose dad worked for British Leyland on the admin side and whose mum did charity work for Princess Anne with a horsey connection and was single-handedly arranging 5 interconnecting street parties for the Queen's Silver Jubilee. Miranda's mother was offensive about Mike Yu, calling him Buttercup and saying he was Japanese. This infuriated Miranda because Mike wasn't. He was from Hong Kong, and the people from there are British or Chinese, unless they're another nationality. But they weren't usually Japanese for some reason. Miranda had researched the whole thing thoroughly with an encyclopedia and had even asked Mike Yu about it, even though that had been awkward and intrusive.